Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. What is the difference between a creator and an influencer? And also, should you be one of those things? Should you be a creator or an influencer or neither, perhaps, or perhaps a bit of both? Today's listener is curious about the difference between these frequently used terms. I'm sure you've heard the term influencer. And if you're interested in making courses or offering products or services, you might have heard the term creator. Both of these terms have kind of been on the rise in recent years. So is there a difference, and should it affect how you can make money from a side hustle or small business, which of course is what we're all about here? The podcast is called Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Gillipo. Every single day, 7 days a week, bringing you case studies, stories, tips, questions and answers, reports from the trenches. They're not always the trenches, but you know, just reports out there of real people who are trying to create economic empowerment for themselves. That's what it's all about. So today, pretty on point, pretty specific. Should you be a creator or an influencer? What's the difference? How might this affect your future decisions? Detailed question and my answer coming up in just 30 seconds.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, I'm Leo from Berlin. And I've been listening to your podcast for a year now. Your insights into personal branding are exceptional, and I'm hoping to learn more. People use the terms creator and influencer almost interchangeably, and it's quite confusing. Could you break down the difference for me? Thank you in advance for your time and expertise.
Thank you for the question. I want to give credit right off the bat here to Nomadic Matt, also known as Matt Kepnes. I saw Matt recently in New York City at an event I was doing at The Strand, and someone asked a very similar question as what Leo asks here. And I gave a bit of an answer, and then I was like, oh, Matt's here. He might have a better way to answer this. And he actually did, like, immediately. So here's what he said, kind of paraphrased. He said, a creator is someone who is like, let me show you something or learn from me, where an influencer is kind of like, look at me. And I thought, well, that is a great explanation. A creator is someone who's like, let's learn together or learn from me. I want to show you something. An influencer is like, hey, look at me. And, you know, in a way it's kind of making fun of influencers, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, influencers are popular. Millions of people follow them, right? If you think about the Kardashians or whoever it is, you're not necessarily learning from them. They have just created an industry where people are, for whatever reason, you know, having this parasocial relationship, and they have built a lot of power and fame that way. So, you know, good for them. But a creator is someone, you know, who produces original content or products like educational courses or art or music. Their focus is on their craft, and you know, they're interested in helping someone learn something or achieve something or do something that they otherwise wouldn't be able to, or at least it might be difficult. So, you know, if you identify more as a creator, you want to think about what you can make and what your online store is and, you know, what your next course is going to be, how you're going to use a platform like Gumroad or Shopify or Thinkific or many others, you know, to sell digital content. And if you're an influencer, then, you know, brand partnerships, sponsored content, something like that might be a better fit. So your monetization strategy largely depends on whether you're leaning into being an influencer or being a creator. But again, I kind of like Matt's answer. A creator is like, learn from me. An influencer is look at me. So, you know, I want to be a creator personally, but no disrespect to any influencers or aspirational influencers out there. Listeners, if you have a question or a comment or an example of your own, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know what you think. So glad to make this podcast for you every day. New episodes coming out 7 days a week. My name is Chris Guillebeau. The podcast is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.